This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. It's Uma and Ezra, and we're still taking a look at post-GE14 election coverage. And this one came in about this afternoon, Uma. The Chief Commissioner of the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, or the MACC, Zulkifli Ahmad, he has tendered his resignation.
They're dropping like flies, Ezra.
Yeah.
Today has been a big day for resignations. I mean, this is the MACC boss. Chief Secretary for the Ministry of Finance, Irwan Siriga, has been put on indefinite leave and suspended from his duties. The chairman of FINAS has resigned. The AG has been put on gardening leave. This is pretty big news.
Absolutely. I guess almost this should be our chant for the government's current term.
Clean up, everybody, everywhere. Clean up, everybody do your share.
Well, they're moving fast.
They are. It's understood that Zulkifli will have to serve 1 month's notice. Attempts to reach MACC for further comment was unsuccessful. It's also understood that Zulkifli's letter has been submitted to Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad as well.
Right. So there was some other related information as well, Ezra. So basically a former MACC officer, Dato Abdul Razak Idris, who was in charge of investigations and intelligence. He was the director there. He lodged two reports at MACC in the morning, alleging that Najib Razak had used his position for gratification. That was one report. And the second report, for allegedly owning unexplained properties. Mm. When he was asked why he didn't do this earlier, he said, well, even if I had did, no action would have been taken. And that he was actually instructed by his former boss to file these reports.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what's also been interesting with regards to issues related to corruption, I mean, just over the weekend, we saw the number of videos that were being posted on social media and shared around about some of the alleged corruption scandals, whether related to 1MDB, related to the variety of issues that have been plaguing Malaysia for the past few years now. And it's interesting to see the speed in which all of this is happening.
Well, there have been a lot of stories of abuse of power that have been shared over the weekend as well, where individuals in high government positions have penalized contractors for speaking their mind, for social media postings. They've taken contracts away, fired them from jobs. And it's interesting because all of this, I guess, there's no other word to use other than karma, right? All of this karma comes back because you're essentially ruining people's lives.
Yeah.
Not out of any wrong that they did, but actually because they broke some sort of code of loyalty that you believe they should have had towards the government, because they spoke their mind or they spoke out for what they believed was right.
Well, we're now crossing over to Cynthia Gabriel, director of C4. That's the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, thank you very much for joining us on the evening edition. And as mentioned, Tan Sri Zulkifli Ahmad resigned as Chief Commissioner of the MACC this afternoon. What's your take on the situation?
Well, I'm not surprised at all, because 2 or 3 days prior to this and right after winning the general elections, Tun Mahathir had quite clearly spoken about how the institutions that were involved in resolving and bringing to justice the perpetrators of the 1MDB scandal must be investigated. And the institutions were actually mainly the MACC and the Attorney General's Chambers. The MACC, for very blatantly ignoring the big elephant in the room, which is the 1MDB. The Attorney General for allegedly hiding details and facts and allowing the corrupt to go free and absolving them of any wrong. So I believe Tan Sri Zulkifli's resignation could possibly be directly linked to that announcement by Tun Mahathir, and also the commitment of Pakatan Harapan in their manifesto that they would actually place the reform of institutions as among their key agenda. So back to your question about whether Tan Sri Zulkifli's resignation was a surprise or whether we didn't expect it. It actually was very much something that we expected him to do, because he must have been very complicit to a lot of the wrong that had taken place.
Now, the former MACC Chief Commissioner, Tan Sri Abu Kassim, is widely tipped to take over the role. What are your thoughts on this?
Tan Sri Abu Kassim was quite an incredible Chief Commissioner. He actually opened up a lot of spaces for civil society to get involved in the issue of reform of the anti-corruption agenda. The sad thing was to see him go on a forced retirement, which we knew was very much linked to the work that he did on 1MDB. But it also is of concern to us that a full reform will actually require fresh, strong, independent candidates for the post of MACC, Chief Commissioner, for the post of Attorney General, and other important institutions. Because there's no space now for baggage or for lack of ability to actually speak up when it's necessary, and so on and so forth. So I think Tan Sri Abu Kassim coming back would actually mean that the 1MDB scandal could very much find resolution. But we hope that we will actually see the entry of people of stature, independent, strong, courageous individuals taking on those roles. And I think the public wants to see that. So it is not really very exciting to recycle older people who may have served in capacities before, although they can contribute greatly to providing information, providing advice, and so on. So I think that Sri Abu Kassim would be in a very extremely good position to be like an advisory chairman or something. But the MACC chief should have a new face. The Attorney General should have a new face. And all of these should be non-political appointments, which means political party representatives cannot be the heads of these institutions.
Now, do you think previously unsolved cases in the MACC, for example, Teo Beng Hock's case, will resurface, and will we see justice prevail in that regard?
Well, that's a very good point, because so far, no, I have not seen anything on Teo Beng Hock and the request for Teo Beng Hock's death to be investigated. But that is an incredibly important case to be revisited. This morning, we have also released a press statement on the reopening of the Scorpion corruption scandal, which actually has been closed by the MACC. Nothing has happened. And so now we would request also for the Teo Beng Hock death to be reopened in terms of inquiry and so on. So the new MACC chief, the new Attorney General, has a very big job to take on and to fulfill the needs of the people to find the truth to what actually happened. And so in this regard, I think there are some unresolved murders as well that have been linked to these high-profile corruption scandals, including the death of Kevin Marais, the death of Al Gantuya, the chairman of MBank, and so on and so forth.
Cynthia, we want to briefly touch on the police reports lodged against former Prime Minister Najib Razak by a former high-ranking MACC officer. When the officer was asked why he decided to lodge the report now, he claimed that it would be futile previously because no action would be taken. Now, beyond that reason, would there be other factors that prevented these reports in the past?
The reporting of Najib now, I think, just speaks of the volumes of the kind of environment before. That it wasn't just about the fact that no action would be taken, but the director would probably be crucified for making that police report. He would have been hunted down. He would have been harassed. You know, his family would have been harassed. So again, we all ask, why is he lodging a police report now? We also know he would never have been able to do it in such a hostile environment in the past.
Now, Cynthia, given that there is a trust deficit towards the MACC by the public, what will it take for the people to trust the MACC as an institution?
Well, for them to do their work properly and to exercise the highest degree of independence in carrying out high-profile cases of corruption. And the correlation between the MECC and the AG Chambers is actually very critical. So we need independent people, strong people, people of good stature and credibility in both of these agencies to overcome this situation. It is really by experience that trust is earned. And people need to feel that justice is being served and see that justice is being served. Without that, there can be no trust.
Cynthia, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. That was Cynthia Gabriel, Director of the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, also known as C4. And, you know, whilst it is early days, I'm reminding myself that it's still Monday.
It's only 4 days. It's not over yet. It's right. Barely begun, right? Yeah. And okay, so here's the interesting thing. There's so much has happened, right? I just listed out just earlier on about the number of people who've been either resigned or sacked, right?
Right.
There's also been acknowledgement by the Prime Minister that he's going to investigate a whole bunch of agencies. The Election Commission, he said the IGP and the AG are going to be investigated. And anyone who has purportedly been involved in any kind of wrongdoing or crime, right? I can understand the impatience of the public because it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. You want answers because you've been waiting for so long.
Right.
But I think these things are going to take a lot of time and we should be in it for the marathon.
And we should continue to be vigilant about this, but we should also allow time just merely to play these things out.
But that's my point. Also, in our euphoria, we should never forget to be vigilant against government because those in power also tend to abuse their power sometimes,
that's
as
right.
we've come to find. So it's got to be a balance on the part of the media, on the part of of the people as well, right? Man, if this is what it's like after 4 days... I'm afraid what it's going to be like after a month.
Right. Well, we're headed towards the 8 o'clock news. After that, Ross Youssef will be taking over the studio with Life's Pitch.
Oh, was football still happening?
Football is still happening.
Apparently.
We're headed towards the climax of the season. Of course, this past weekend, completed all 38 games of the Premier League, the FA Cup finals coming up, followed by the Champions League final, the Europa League final. So plenty to report on that front.
Am I right in thinking, Ezra, that the last time Dr. Mahathir took power.
Oh, here we go.
Liverpool did very well.
Well, look, I think that's a discussion that you can ask Ross Youssef because I'm sure that's a theory that many have been peddling about as well. Folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.